All set, sir. Representative Barnes? Excuse me, Representative Zaroff? Oh, Representative Barnes?
Mr. Speaker, I move the effective date clause just prior to the at ease.
The effective date clause has been moved. Are you ready for the question? Question is, shall the House adopt the effective date clause for the Health, Education, and Social Services Committee substitute for House Bill 251? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk may lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their vote? Clerk may take the roll.
40 yeas, no nays.
The House has adopted the effective date clause. Is there further unfinished business to come before the body? Representative Hurlburt?
Mr. Speaker, can we revert to the introduction of guests?
Without objection, we'll revert to introduction of guests. Representative Hurlburt?
Mr. Speaker and members of the House, I have a couple of U of A students down here visiting us in Gallery B. Thelma and Lillian Beam. Just give them a good hand.
Further guests for introduction? Unfinished business. Representative Barnes?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. One additional item of unfinished business. I move and ask unanimous consent that Representative Pestinger be excused from the call of the House after 2:30 p.m. March the 25th and 26th, April the 7th, and April the 8th.
Is there objection? Hearing none, Representative Pestinger is excused on the dates requested. Representative Miller?
Speaker, I ask unanimous consent that Representative McBride be excused from the call from noon on Monday, March 28th, until Thursday, March 31st. I ask unanimous consent.
Is there objection? Hearing none, Representative McBride is excused on the dates requested. Representative Adams?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Under unfinished business, I move and ask unanimous consent that Finance Committee be allowed to waive House Joint Resolution Number 37, that when it's supporting passage of SCR 1176 and S-137 in Congress of the United States, amending the Internal Revenue Code to allow certain home mortgage bonds to continue to be tax exempted.
Does it have a fiscal, it has no fiscal note?
Zero.
What was the previous committee of referral?
It had one with the special loans.
Thank you. Is there objection to the Finance Committee waiving House Joint Resolution Number 37? Hearing none, so ordered. Is there further unfinished business to come before the body? Announcement of committee meetings. Representative Adams.
House Finance Committee will meet at 1 p.m. tomorrow afternoon to work on, I think it's SB 152, the capital budget.
Further announcements. Representative Phillips.
The Joint Special Committee on Legislative Reform will be meeting at 12 noon, March 28th, Monday, and the Attorney General will have a draft on the conflict of interest legislation.
Representative Miller?
Speaker, I'm not sure whether this would be an unfinished business or announcements, but just for the information of the body, through the generosity of the members on this floor and in the other body and elsewhere around the Capitol, and with the contributions that I'll be turning in today, so far the run for the glory hole has netted about $1,500, and I think all the members of this body and the other body and all concerned to be commended.
Further announcements. Representative Larson.
Yes, I might announce to the body also that I can get back in my office. We don't have any more daffodils.
Further announcements. Special orders. Further business to come before the, Representative Fuller, do you have a special order?
I was supposed to wish everybody a nice weekend.
I guess. Good special order. Any other business to come before the body? Representative Barnes?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move, what's the date? And ask unanimous consent that the House stand in adjournment until 10 a.m. Monday, March the 28th, 1983.
Is there objection? Hearing none, the House stands adjourned until 10 a.m. Monday.